Okay, first of all, I want to wish a very special Mazel Tov to a member of the Chevra, Avram Aryeh, some knows Jason Solomon, on his engagement 2 nights ago, but Chaim was tonight. Him and Bracha should build the Bais Nem Yisrael, Mali Simcha, Mali Bracha. Mali Bracha. Emes Dika Bracha. Bez Hashem, the Simcha should be the small Simchas for them, Bez Hashem. Also, all the Torah tonight should be Le'ili Nishmas Chaim Nata Yitzchak Ben Yosef. Chaim Nata Yitzchak Ben Yosef, Rabbi Schoenfeld, whose Yahrzeit was this past Sunday. His first Yahrzeit was this past Sunday. Mirz Hashem, all the Torah should be B'chus for his Neshama. Lul Nishmaso, he's a massive Baal Chesed, a pillar of Chesed in our community. Should be big Bez Hashem for his Neshama, big Nechama to his Mishpacha. We should be Zoichet Tchis Amesim Makar of Mamish. Happens to be, I was with his daughter the other day, and she mentioned to me that she was listening to last year's Shir by the Petira. And apparently, I didn't remember this, but she was telling me how in this shir we spoke all about Amuna. So I said, okay, we're going to have to speak all about Amuna tonight again. L'Nishmaso. The truth is, what more important to speak about Amuna. But before we get there, one more item, and that is to give a special Bo'achim L'Shalom, a special welcome, first of all, to Eitan. Eitan, who's here from Florida for a few days. It's chus always to have Eitan in the bias, even though we know he's listening and bring hopefully be mechazik and mekadosh all of Florida, but to have him here is always very special. And as well to Yaakov Shol, special Baruch Shol, and we have Davira Da'ara, Davira Eretz Yisrael with us from Yaakov Shol, who's back just for a week. Back Baruch Hashem to spend time with his mishpacha before Bez Hashem in a few months from now. He's gonna go enlist in Tzahal, in the Israeli army. Maybe that's why Yitzhak Motel's not here yet. Okay, for another time. And protect all of us. Protect each and every one of us. And be a part of that special, special unit of Malachim that protect Eretz Yisrael, protect Klal Yisrael, that give each and every one of us the ability to visit Eretz Yisrael, to learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael, to hopefully one day live in Eretz Yisrael, Bez Hashem, Bekar Mamish. And Mirz Hashem, Yaakov, you know how much I love you and think about you, and I'll be davening for you every moment. But Mirz Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yishmarach Hu Mikol Ra, should watch over you as you watch over us. And should be shalom for you, for your mishpacha, and for all of Klal Yisrael. Amen. So as we said, let's talk about Amuna. What could be more important than talking about Amuna? Really, when we break it down, it's the only thing we actually talk about. Sometimes we don't mention it in that way. That's what everything is about. You know, that's a famous Torah we've shared before from the Ramban, the Sagas of the Ramban on the Rambam, explaining the Shita of the Bahag. The Baal Halachos Gedolos, as we know famously, does not count Amunah as one of the 613 mitzvahs. It's Pella. 613 mitzvahs and Amunah is not one of them. The Rambam does count Amunah as one of the mitzvahs. How could it be? Everybody asks, how could it be that the Bahag doesn't count Amuna? What, Amuna doesn't make the top 613? Like, really? Shabbos up there. Shabbos is up there. Yibum, it's one of 613. But Amuna, nah, didn't make the cut. Is that really possible? The Hilger Ramban says so beautifully, we've all learned this story before. And that is that Amuna can't just be one of the 613. It's part and parcel of all of the 613. It's the yisod of all of Avodas Hashem. It's the yisod of everything. It just can't be just another number on the list, as it's the foundation of it all. So let's learn a little bit. We have Makoros tonight again. I want to thank Tuvia with the chizik on that. Hopefully we'll give chizik to all of us and be able to not just learn together and see the Torah together, but then take away the Torah with us, be able to share the Torah maybe with others. Bez Hashem is Baruch. Parshas Vayechi, this week's Sedra, so we find It's a little bit bittersweet. It's always special to be learning Torah. It's such a special parsha. But the ending of Sefer Bereishis, how dear is Sefer Bereishis to each and every one of us? How much do we love each parsha in Sefer Bereishis? How well we know the storyline, how well we connect to the storyline, how we enjoy reliving the storyline. Last week, who wasn't emotional when they heard those words and read those words, Ani Yosef Od Avichai, as if we never heard them before. So here we open up Ayichi, and it's the final act, the last Sedra of Sefer Bereishis, as well as the Petir of Yaakov Avinu, the last of the Avos. It's a little bit of a more difficult parish in that way. We find Yaakov Avinu, his parting words to the Shvatim, to his children, the brachos to each and every one of those Shvatim, recognizing the individual kochos in each of his children. Chanoich Lanara Pidark was so important, by the way, for each and every one of us, this parsha and parenting. That one day, Bez Hashem, B'shatoiva, be'each of every one of us. Eitan's there already and understands somewhat that we have to understand each of our children and understand their kochos, understand their abilities, understand how they can succeed and not try to fit each one into the same exact box. Which is sadly done in some places, as we know. Understand and accept and celebrate the kochos of each and every one of our children. Understand their chesronos as well and how to work on that. And know them well and help them, build them. And we see Yaakov Avinu, each and every child, a different bracha, a different koach, a different midah. Understanding what they needed. Pointing out their mailas, pointing out their chesronos, how they can work on them. But he gives brachas to Menashe and Ephraim as well. And those are the brachas that we give each and every of our children every single El Shabbos. Yisimcha l'kim k'Ephraim v'Menashe, at least l'Yom Kippur. Yisimcha l'kim k'Ephraim v'Menashe. As the Pazuk says, and in the first Makar in the sheet, Perch Memches, Pazuchaf, Vayivarachim b'yom hu le'mar, and he blessed them on that day, saying, B'cho yivarach Yisrael le'mar, through you, Bnei Yisrael is going to bless their children, saying, Yisimcha l'kim k'Ephraim v'Menashe. V'yasim is Ephraim l'fnei Menashe, as we all know. But Ephraim before Menashe, even though Menashe was older, we're not going to talk about that right now. We'll get there in the 5 minute time, it's Hashem a little bit perhaps. So this is the bracha of Klal Yisrael. But there's an amazing Targum Yonason. The Targum Yonason on that pasuk says as follows, if you look inside, it's there. Uverachinun b'yoymahu l'meymar b'cho yoysef b'rei. And he blessed them on that day, saying, with you, Yosef, with your children, Yivarchun Beis Yisrael. So far, so good. So far, no chidushim. Through your children, Yosef, all children will be blessed. Listen to this. Yas Yinuka, as a little child, Biyoma Dimilulta, on the day of their bris milah. Yishavinach Hashem Kefraim V'Chvenasha. Targum Yonason says that specifically the pasuk is meaning on the day of the bris milah, we're supposed to give a bracha to that child. Yisimcha l'kim k'Ephraim k'Menashe. I never saw this Targum Yonason until now. I don't believe. I don't know. Maybe I did just by default. But as a kohen, I don't recall giving such brachas by the bris milahs of my two children. You did that, Eitan. Maybe as a kohen also. You're also a kohen. I don't know. I don't know, it doesn't seem like this became Minog Yisrael. Maybe it's a beautiful Minog to begin. But we have to understand it. Why specifically by the bris milah are we giving this bracha, Yisimcha l'kim k'Ephraim v'Menashe? So we have to understand bris milah in a deeper way tonight, something very special. We have to understand what bris milah is. So the Torah in Yoredei Reish Samach, and we have it here on the sheet, says as follows. At the end of Reish Samach Aleph over there, Hamila hi ois chasam bivsareinu. Our bris milah is a os, is a sign, it's a symbol that's chasam bivsareinu, that's imprinted on our flesh. Umeida banu, and it gives testimony about us. Shebachar banu Hashem mikol amim, that Hashem chose us from all other nations. We're different. We're special. And listen closely. V'anachnu amo v'tzon mariso. We're his nation And specifically, and we have to understand this, Vitzon Mariso, we're his sheep of the shepherd. Asher ledor vedor, for every single generation, achu chayavim la'ovdo, we're obligated to serve him, ulsaper tilas, and tell over his praise. Very beautiful, right? Very beautiful what the Mila represents. As we know, that's the simin, that's the os, priskoidesh, of our connection to Hashem. But let's understand specifically in the Torah, what does it mean that we're bitzon mariso? Why specific that parable, that we're his sheep? Why specifically we're his sheep? There's so, you know, it takes us, so mariso, it takes us back to Yom Norayim. Kianu amech, right? So you can go all the different analogies, huh? All the different analogies. You have a seat back there? You have a seat? There's more chairs, so you can get in from inside. Bring a comfortable one if you want, whatever you want. All the different analogies. How much else is this? Or bring in the front over here. All the different analogies that we are to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Why here specifically, we're his sheep? And why is it saying specifically here, Asher Lador Vidor Anach L'Chayavim? For all generations, each individual has to give praise. Why specifically Dor Vidor? So I saw a beautiful Torah this week. I don't even recall who he quoted. I didn't write this one down. The Shvili Pinchas, he brought down, it was from someone else, if I'm not mistaken. One of his late, earlier pieces in the big red volume. And he asked the following question about Bris Mila. Why do we do Bris Mila on the eighth day? Now, I don't mean specifically why the eighth day, not the seventh day. L'malam in a tevim, we all know that. But why so early? Why so young? Where the baby knows from nothing, doesn't know what's going on, doesn't understand, doesn't have any havana, any understanding, any asaga. We're going to be Meister Nefesh for the Rabbeinu Shalom, which the Bris Mila represents, a Mesiris Nefesh, where Mamash cutting off skin, there's blood being drawn, but Oysu Makom, and the Makom where we're going to be Mekayim Puravu, and the Makom where we have Taiva, we all, there's so much we can be spoken about. Preparation for Shaivivim for next week. Okay, we won't go there yet, we'll give everyone a break for a week till we get intense about Shaivivim. Wouldn't it make more sense to wait maybe Bar Mitzvah day? When you have bar mitzvah, you makabel all mitzvos. Bar mitzvah, you have some level of intellect, some level of understanding. It could be so much more meaningful with a havana, with an understanding, with hasaga. I'm doing this for the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Mesiris Nefesh in it. Why when you're 8 days old? So everyone's thinking, oh, that hurts. You know, like 13, really? You're going to have bar mitzvah boys running away. Now, why don't you forget about it and scared to lane. Like bar mitzvah, everyone, you know, the parents are planning the bar mitzvah and the chves nish, the big party planners, and having, you know, a 16-piece band and what the part, and have to order yarmulkes with some name on it that nobody else had before, and chves nish, whatever it might be. And the bar mitzvah boy himself is crying in his room because he's such a pachad for what's going to be. We can't even imagine, right? If that would be. So that's why, okay, that's the obvious answer, right? That's the obvious answer. But the question's a little better than that, ba'amkus, right? Practical details we'd have to take care of, right? Okay, I understand. Practical details we have to take care of. But be'havana makes more sense. Be'machshava makes more sense. It should be when you're 13. Why when you're 8 days old? So he said, the reason why we have Bris Mila when we're 8 days old, as we just read from the Torah, Bris Mila tells us that Bachar Banu Hashem Mikol Amim, V'Anachnu Tzomim Mariso, that we have this oys that we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're his people. And it has to be that our foundation of Avodas Hashem, and our foundation of Amuna, is what we call Amuna Pshuta, B'li Chakiros, and B'li Hasogos. It has to be a pashut emunah b'Hashem, I believe, without deep analytical understanding, without the logistics, without the deep havana, I believe because it's MS, I believe because that's my mesora, from my tata, from my zayda, from my alta zayda, back to Moshe Rabbeinu. There's emunah pshuta. And that has to be there. And we'll understand why that's so important in a few moments. So at 8 days old, when you—that's exactly the lesson. Yes, you understand nothing.
You don't need to understand anything. You have to know that there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu Shemayim. He created the world, He created you, and your avodah is to keep Torah mitzvahs. And that's the comparison the Torah is making, Bitzon Marizo, just like sheep. We'll go and follow the shepherd. The shepherd says, time to go drink, you go drink. Time to go back in, it's time to go back in. It's time to chves nisht, go in for the night, go to sleep, it's time to go to sleep. Zeu, tsoin mariso. And that's asher l'dor v'dor. That's passed on generation to generation to generation. We have to have this amuna pshuta. And we have to have it part and parcel of each and every one of us. And some of us forget about that amuna pshuta. Later in life, when you become a little bit smarter, and you think everybody thinks they understand everything in the world, and we understand everything, and we make drishas v'chakirus. But sometimes we think so much, we think out of the mamish most basic natural belief that we're supposed to be having. And we lose sight of that. And we get confused, and life becomes very confusing. In all areas of life. And maybe that's the bracha as well that we give at the Bris Milah. Kishem shenichnas lebris, kein yikones l'toyra l'chupal masam toivim. Just like you enter the Bris Milah, and you show your amunah b'Hashem by having that Bris Milah, Mr. Snevi v'Hashem, b'li havana, b'li asaga, without any understanding. So it should be by your Torah. What does that mean? If we start rationalizing limud haTorah, now I'm in graduate school, now it's bechina time. When I say bechinas, I mean my secular studies tests, and I have zero time because I have to be yichves nisht, I have to do well, and I have to put in all the time, and suddenly I can't sit and learn my siddurim, and I can't sit and learn, and I'm married, and I have children, and I have a job, and after parnasa, if on a normal bederech teva, there's no time to learn. No time to learn. So if I start doing the drishas v'chakiros, and I start doing the Torah's out the window. You have to have some level of amuna pshuta and say, Ribbono Shel Olam runs the velt, everything's going to be okay. And I'm going to learn Torah no matter what. Because it's my avodah, v'gizah bo yom v'layla, I'm supposed to be learning. So too my connection to Torah. Again, it doesn't mean it's going to be 6 hours a day my whole life. Of course, those drishas kiras might be true on some level. You have to do well in school. You have to do well in your test. And you have to put in the time in your job. But you have to be moisir nefesh to have the moon of pshuta to learn Torah. When it comes to marriage, when it comes to shiduchim, of course there has to be some level of drishas v'chakiras. Of course you don't just, if someone calls you up, on paper it sounds like a good shidduch, and yeah, that sounds great, let's go out and get engaged right away, because amuna pshuta, that's not what I mean, I don't mean amuna pshuta, the first girl that calls you, that's read to you, you marry because it sounds good. I'm going to pshuta the Ribbono Shel Olam runs the velt. He's Meshadich Shiduchim. It must be. This is the one. That's not what I mean. But sometimes we overanalyze. And we get so crazy in our thought process. And we're thinking so much so that we forget Amuna Pshuta. And Lamaisa, here I have a great girl opposite me. I get along with her beautifully. We're having a great time together. She's a Baal Yerushalayim. She's a Baal Asmidos. Okay, shkoyach. So her third cousin is not exactly the type of person that I'd like to have a chavrusa with. Mamish, it'll be okay. Trust me, you're going to be okay. People cheshbon like this.
Second cousin, maybe.
Okay, second maybe. Whatever it might be. That we're gonna, if we start to cheshbon, how many people are cheshboning the in-laws and this? So you're not going to be taken away for Pesach. Okay, you're not going to be taken away for Pesach. Doesn't mean you can't have a shalom bayis and have a beautiful wife and beautiful children. Aber what? And then even in Yiddishkeit, sometimes, don't get me wrong, everyone should be zoicha to marry a Baal Yerushalayim and a Bas Torah with a Bas Aliyah. But sometimes we overly analyze. And we need shkoyach. I need a girl that mamish, every single bracha she makes, it takes her 30 seconds. And her tznias, if her skirt is not, she's not tripping on it. I once saw a drop of her ankle, so it must be she's not tzanua. Shkoyach. I know you didn't go to Minyan yesterday for Mincha, and you're judging the girl's sneeze. Who are you? We all, don't get me wrong, I don't want you to, there has to be a balance, but there has to be some level, Amuna Pshut, it's going well, it's going nicely. What are we so over-analytical? Kishem Shenichna Tzibriz, Kein Yikanes, L'toira, L'chupa, and Ulamasim Toivim as well. When we be there for other people, when we care about other people, something we overanalyze. Do I really have time now? I have to be doing this. And it's not time. Someone needs our help. Drop everything. Jump. Emuna Pshuta. You could be there for another year. What is more important in the world? You drop everything else. Emuna Pshuta. Everything else will work its way out. Kishem Shenichna Tzibriz, Kein Yikanes, L'toira, L'chupa, Toivim. Big tire, no? Stop there. So much more to be said. By the way, now we can understand a very strange chazal. We've spoken about this chazal before. We've told over the Shevi Shmuel. I'm not going to go through it right now. Right at the beginning of Ayera, I have it on the bottom of the page, on the first page of the Makaros. How's it work? Why you talk? You could upload the Makaros? Maybe we should start doing that. You could do that, Pistama, no? Yeah, if we started in Makoros. I'm not saying, I'm not committing to Makoros always, but, you know, just something maybe
it's gonna
nice
buy
to do.
Tavi is
going to buy a phone
copy. You want a Makoros.
Okay. So the beginning of Ayera, the first pasuk, my bar mitzvah said, Ayera, love Hashem, b'l'nei mam rei, b'hu yoshev, pesach ol k'chom ayom. Avinu sitting there at his tent, after having bris milah. So the pasuk says, "Be'elonei Mamre." Who's Mamre? Who should the Rashi says there? It's on the bottom of our page. Who should nazan lo eitzal amila lefichach nigla lov bechelko? Why did Hashem reveal Himself in the place of Mamre? Because Mamre was very special. We all know the famous Medrash, Medrash Tanchuma. If I'm Medrash Tanchuma, so it says that Avraham Avinu, when he's given the commandment to do bris milah, he goes to all his friends, Aner, Eshkol, Mamre, asks him if he should do it. Mamre says he should, so he does it. And the obvious question, we've spoken about this before, Avram Avinu, he's willing to throw himself in a fire for God. Hashem says, go shecht your son who's 37, when should I do it? I ask you about from Baboker. No questions, no nothing. Suddenly, bris milah, take a little knife and a little cut. Okay, that makom I hear, but lemaisa, so a little cut. This is Avraham Avinu. Suddenly, he's going to asking all his friends. Suddenly, I got to ask all my friends if I should do this. So maybe we could explain based on what we're saying. So why was Avram a little bit, didn't understand? Avram understood, like we said, bris milah in its essence is supposed to be 8 days old. To show that my amuna is amuna pshuta, bli havana, bli chakira. Avram said, I do bris milah. How old is Avram Avinu at the time? 99 years old. I have total understanding. I understand the Mesirus Nefesh. I understand the taifas of that Markham. I understand this, I should do bris milah. It totally flies in the face of what bris milah is supposed to represent. The amuna pshuta. So he didn't understand that. Which we'll come back to this in a few moments. Why? Yes, then. But that's why he was a little bit confused. He just wanted to understand. So he went to discuss with his friends. So you're thinking, okay, Shkoyach Rabbi. Shkoyach Rabbi, we need a Muna Pshuta, and it's true. And that element of a Muna Pshuta, each and every one of us need, and so important, just believe and just trust in the Rabbono Shel more, and live with the Rabbono Shel more. We all know the famous Gemara in the Makos. I'm sure all the Chevrel are Makos at some time in their life. The end of Makos, Tav Chavdalad, and it goes through all the Tzadikim and saying the most important Psukim in the Torah. Bach Habakkuk v'amidon al Echad. Habakkuk came and said, there's one, all you have to live your life is by one. Tzadik b'amunaso yichyeh. All you need is Amuna. All you need is Amuna. You have Amuna, you have everything. You have to believe in Hashem, and it's true. You live with the Rabbeinu Shalom by your side, you have everything. And you have to have trust in that, and live with that. I'm never depressed, I'm never down. I could deal with anything. Those are the happiest people in the world. Those are the people we go to for eitzah, and we go to understand life, because they're living with the Rabbeinu Shalom. Those are the tzaddikim, who can handle, how does that tzaddik, we go to certain tzaddikim, and the tzaddikim all day here, the tzaddikim of Klal Yisrael, they're depressed and down and destroyed. And they're davening for Klal Yisrael, and they are. And they cry tears. But they have such a muna that they can handle it, because they know Kol Ma'adav Rechamon Al Ta'avavid. And they have the emunah pshuta that says it's all going to be good, whether we see it or we don't, b'li chakiros, without even understanding. And we have to have this emunah pshuta. And just believe, a little more belief. A belief like a mother who lost her daughter-in-law and three grandchildren in a fire, whose son his mom is fighting for his life on life support. Yossi, who has two other grandchildren fighting for their lives. Watch the video. If you didn't see it yet, you have to see it. It's on Yeshiva World. The video of her after the Levaya. The Amuna Pshuta that she has. Talking about the Rabbonu Shalom. Giving thanks to the Rabbonu Shalom at such moments. Words can't describe. You have to watch it with your own eyes. Hear it with your own ears. That's Amuna Pshuta. It's b'li chakiras, b'li asagos. It's just true. It's just emes. I know it. I don't have to prove it. I don't need science. I don't need to give chakiras. But is that all? Is that enough? It's so important. That has to be our yesod. That has to be our rock. But that's not everything. And I know some of you have been thinking this. Is that it? Should I not learn deeper about Amunah? Should I not grow in my Amunah? Have deeper understanding b'chakir of Amunah? That has to be the foundation, but listen to this. Comes the Heilig Baal Shem HaKadosh. Heilig Baal Shem Tov. To learn Torah with Baal Shem, what is chus? So we say, we open up Shmon Esrei. The Baal Shem Tov, in the Sefer Baal Shem Tov, in the middle of Noach, has a whole entire Amud HaTefillah, beautiful insights into Tefillah. It's incredible. And we know we open up Shemoneh Esrei, we start off Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. You ever think about those words? What they really mean? Our God and the God of our forefathers. And then Elokei Avim, Elokei Yaakov. What are we trying to emphasize? What are we trying to say? Just say Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu, our God. Or Elokei Avoseinu. Like, what are we trying to emphasize? What are we trying to get at? What's the depth in those words? So let's learn together. Look on the top of the second page. Mamish, this is Baal Shem, Mamish, Meinol Ma'aba. You ready? You ready to learn this together? Tam Lama Anu Omrim Elokeinu Velokei Avoseinu. Mamish, this is going to change our Shemoneh Esrei forever. I hope. Going to change just the first line of Shemoneh Esrei. Why do we say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu? Listen to how he says it so beautifully. Mamish, this is one of those Torahs we should blow it up and just keep on our walls. I learned this week. I mamish have been flying from it. He says it so perfectly. I don't remember which of the Tzaddikim wrote this. I mean, the Sefer Baal Shem wasn't written by the Baal Shem. It was written by his Talmidim. So different. This was written different Talmidim, Yaakov Yosef and others. But it's written as follows. But it's from him. There are two types of people, two levels of people that believe in Hashem. One of them believes in Hashem because he goes in the ways of his forefathers of the earlier generations. With that alone, his emunah is stark, strong. Emunah pshuta. To rock. That is the second person, whom Yishabal Amunas Hadas Machmas Hakira. He comes to it through his own chakiras, his own understanding, his own analytical thoughts. V'achilik b'neim hu. What's the difference between them? Shasuga Echad Yeshlo Ma'ila. The one who has his Amuna from his parents and from their parents, and it's Amuna Pshuta. He has a Ma'ila. She after Liftoso. So you can't seduce him away from it. Since he didn't come through it through any type of understanding or chachma, you can't give him chachma and try to prove to him it's not true. Because it just is to him. Even you come up with all different arguments that are so there, the Rabbi Nishalom, it doesn't mean anything to him. This is what my father told me, and if I heard it from my father, thus is MS. I don't need anything else. V'ahod additionally, shelo chaker me'olam. He never on his own did any chakira, so it's meaningless to him. Aval yesh lo chisaron, he also has a deficiency. Shemuna etzlo rak mitzvos anashim melumada. His emuna, on some level, is only mechanical. He didn't earn it. He didn't work on it. It's something he just accepted. B'li tam v'seichel, without understanding, without reason. So it can't have passion. It can't have as much excitement. It can't have as much strength in a sense of the hislavus and hisoris towards it. Aval Abayz, the second individual, came to it through his own chakiras. So his own understanding, Yeshlo Maili is a Maili Shemachmas Yehikar Abaris Baruch Machas Godel Chakiraso. Since he's recognizing Hashem through his Chakiros, through his analyzation, who Chazak B'Muna Shleima Ba'Ava Gemura, he has a strong Emuna full of love. Avol Gam Ken Yeshlo Chizaron, but he has another lacking. Shebekal Yichol Matoso, you could seduce him away from it. You could tell him differently. V'Miavil Orayas Hasosu Chakiraso, if you come with proofs that go against his analyzation, you'll seduce him away, you'll convince him he's wrong. So each type of amunah has a mile in the chizar, and the Baal Shem says, listen closely, chevra. But someone has both of these midos. Amunah pshuta and amunah shel chakira. Ein l'mala mimanu, there's no greater, higher level. He could rely on the earlier generations strongly. But he also comes through it through the own chakiras. That's the most complete good amuna. That's what we say. Elokeinu, our God that I came to understand. And he's also the God of my forefather that I was makabel from my parents. Game changer. No one should daven the same Shon Esrei ever again if you didn't learn this Torah before. To understand what those words mean. That I need the synthesis of an Amuna Pshuta that has to be my rak always there, but I also have to be gaining on it and working on it and learning Svarim and Amuna and building my Amuna and coming into the deeper Hasaga of Hashem. And by the way, that's why we continue. If you look at the next piece, we'll skip a little to the next piece, which is the Baal Shem for Parshas Vayetze. He asks, why did we say, then we go Yaakov. So Pirish HaBaal Shem Tov, Delkachon Omer L'Keavim L'Keitzchuk L'Yaakov, Ve'einon Omer L'Keavim L'Keitzchuk Yaakov. You ever think about this? Next few words. We say Elokeinu L'Keavim L'Keitzchuk L'Keitzchuk Yaakov. Couldn't we have said Elokei Avram Yitzchuk Yaakov? Why Elokei Avram L'Kei Yitzchuk Yaakov? So he says so beautifully. Lahora to teach us. Shall yismocha adam achakiras v'avodatzaviv. Don't just rely on the chakiras and what you've gotten from your father. V'chein Yitzchak v'Yaakov v'samcha atam achakiras v'avodatzaviv. Yitzchak and Yaakov didn't even rely on Avram Avinu. Rak chakra ba'atmam achtus habori v'avodatzaviv. They came to it on their own. L'chein omer alkei b'chol echad v'echad. But it's a synthesis. Alokeinu v'alokei avoseinu. You have to have both. Just even Yitzchak and Yaakov had that. We have to work hard to have the emunah pshuta should be pashut that we always have to have no matter what. But to also build our own emunah, to think about it, to understand it deeper, to work on it, to question while we have that emunah pshuta in our back pockets. That's the most perfect form of emunah. And the more we have that emunah, the stronger we're going to be in our avodas Hashem, and the more simchas l'chaim we'll have in life. Let's move on. Listen to the Shlach HaKadosh. Listen to what the Shlach HaKadosh says. Mamish, an unbelievable Shlach. Shlach HaKadosh says as follows. The next makar in the sheets. Shlach HaKadosh has Esther Ma'amaros, and this is the first ma'amar, the opening words of the first ma'amar in the Sefer. I know this is not as... It's a little harder to read. I couldn't find it on the Chves Nisht in Nisus Varm. I had to find it in like one of the Hebrew books. Amamer Arish and Amamer Hashem Echad. Shorish Advarm U Shorish Ashrashim. The Shorish of everything is that Hashem is Echad. Ve'adate Yom HaShvaz V'achak Hashem Ulokim. First and foremost, you have to know God is God. More important than anything else in this world. God is God. God runs the Welt. Everything else is secondary. Rataloimer means to say, Yediya Belev Basaga Muftis Naisif Al Kabbalah. That you have to have knowledge in your heart with true reaching and understanding, more so than just Kabbalah from your parents, which you also need. More so when a Kabbalah mitzad avosa. Listen to what he says. Kasherich Baal Chovetz Vavos Bishara Yichud, like the Baal Chovetz Vavos lengthens and says, and listen to how he says it so beautifully. Zeh Marame is Mashkazov. Das Elokei Avicha. You have to know the father of the God of your father. You have to know it. More so than besides for what you already have, and you have to have that amuna from your parents. Dana Kabbalah ish mipiyish. That acceptance. Da atobat macha. You also have to know mitzad hasaga from your own reaching. Listen to what he says now. Vizeu remez apasik. This is the remez of the pasuk. This is remez. Tremendous. Ze keli van veil. Alehei aviv ramamenu. Ze keli van veil. This is my God. We'll see how he learns van veil. We know van veil. This is how we learn the beautification of mitzvah, sidur mitzvah. Elokei aviv ramamenu. The God of my father ramamenu. And he's heightened and he's lofty. Rataloimer. Listen to as follows. Kishazek Kaili. When he's my God, when I don't only have Emunah Pshuta, but I also have reached the level of Emunah for myself. Shu'eli Misad Hasagasi Vidiasi. He's my God from my idea, my understanding. Oz Van Veyu. Then he's Van Veyu. What does Van Veyu mean? Milashon Anivahu. Anveyu is Anivahu. Then it's me and him. Then we're one. Then I got him by my side always. We're clinging to each other. It's stuck in my heart, that idea. If you only have the Emunah Pshuta, which is so important, but that's the only you stop there. Then he's not a Nivahu, it's not Vavehu, he's not head down with me every moment. He's God, and I know it, but he's up in heaven. He's up in heaven, he's not down together with me. Kiuram, he's lofty, he's up there. I'm very distant from him. He's somewhere hidden away in my heart. He's not anivahu. Zek Kaili, if it's Kaili, if it's my God that I've worked on, Van Veyu, it's anivahu. Then he's with me every moment. If it's only from the Kabbalah of the Emunah Pshuta, which we already explained is so important, but if we leave it as that, he's there. Zekeli Aviya. Then he's up. Then it's Aviva, then it's Elke Aviva Ramenu. Each and every one of us, we want the Ribbono Shel Olam by our side. We want the Emunah Pshuta so that we can make the decisions in the right way, like we explained before. But we have to work on our Emunah. We have to read Sifrei Emunah, whether it's in Hebrew, whether in English, and build and never stop building our Emunah. And end up with Vanivahu. I read this Shlo. I couldn't stop thinking of a story I read a long time ago. There's a book here, I have it right here. It's one of your Yechiel Spiro's touched by. So he's one touched by their faith. An Emunah. And in the introduction already, he says the following story. Listen, short, very short. So powerful. When Rav Motl Pogromansky, a great Torah personality from pre-war Lita, came to Versailles, France after World War II, he walked into the Beis Medrash one day and stood before a group of young men who reigned in age from 15 to 30. Many of them were refugees from Russia who were on their way to the United States or Israel. Yet he did not notice them at all, for his mind was in the heavens. As he spoke to the Almighty, they listened in. By Tata in Himmel, as is Nitta kein Ghetto, Nitta kein Tata, Nitta kein Mama, Nitta kein Stub, Nitta kein Mishpacha, nor in Zach is geblieben, as is nar du on ich. Du on ich. You got it, Chevra? Okay, I'll translate, but you got it. I hope you got it. Oh, Father in heaven, there is no ghetto, no father, no mother, no home, no family. Only one thing remains. It is just you and I. You and I. Du in ich. Du on ich. He repeated these words over and over, yearning, longing, coming ever closer. After he finished, he closed his eyes and was completely lost in thought. The Bachram stood around him for 5 minutes and then 10 minutes. Finally, after 50 minutes had passed, they realized that he was in a completely different place. A place where only Hashem and Rav Matl existed. You and I, du and ich. That is all we have. It's all we've ever had. For nothing else matters in this world. Everything else, all materialistic entities will come and go. But our faith, and thereby our connection with the Almighty, lasts forever. Du an ich. Anivahu. If he's Elokei, Zekeli, Vanvehu, Anivahu. That's what the Shalach Kaddish is telling us. And that's what we have to believe, and that's what we understand. We have to work towards this. We have to have the synthesis. Then the Nesiva Shalom says that's what the Rambam teaches us, actually. If you look in Sefer HaMitzvos in the Rambam, he uses the Lashon Amunah when he talks about Amunah. But in Yesodei HaTorah, when he talks about Amunah, he completely talks about Yediyah and Das. Why does he change from Amunah to Das? The Slonim Rebbe, the Nesiva Shalom, if you look at his Mamar and Amunah at the beginning, he explains that the Rambam is telling us there has to be that same synthesis we're talking about. That Amunah in Sefer HaMitzvos is the Amunah Pshuta, that's the mitzvah that we all have a chiyuv to have. But then we have to have Yediyah, we have to work on it, we have to learn it, and we have to have a deeper emunah. So it's du anich. Someone who could say after a Holocaust, du anich, is someone that worked on it his whole life, that continuously worked on it, not just left the emunah pshuta that's so important. We have to understand that there's a Rabban Shalom emunah pshuta, but then we work on it. Rabbi Spiegel, Asked the Chalashin Rebbe, he said many times, I'm sure Aaron Mary, you remember this Torah. He said it many, many times. I've seen it in Sfarim as well, but I almost hear him saying it. So what do we say at the end of davening? Some of us every day, some of us definitely in Shabbos Kodesh. We say, Enkel Okeinu, Enkel Enkadneinu, Enkel Malkeinu, Michel Oheinu, Michel Malkeinu, Michel Mashiachinu, right? The order seems wrong. The order seems reversed. Enkel Okeinu, there's nothing like our God. And then we say, Mikel Okeinu, who is like our God? We should say, Mikel Okeinu, who is like God? And the answer is, Enkel Okeinu, there's nobody like our God. Was it Enkel Okeinu and then Mikel Okeinu? So the Rebbe always says, only once you say Enkel Okeinu, only once you realize there's nobody else like the Rabbanu Shalom, you have that Amunah Pshuta that's so strong, then you have the right to start asking Mikel Okeinu. Then you can start doing the Drish of Chakir. Then there could be both. And we need both. So listen to what the Heilige Shvili Pincha says. Listen to what Shvili Pincha says, Mamish. He says, based on this understanding, we can understand something that personally I never thought about before, I never understood before. Everybody's room been by a bris milah? I don't mean your own. I mean, recently, you've been by a bris milah. And this was to be last week. Yaakov Shaul by your nephew. Yeshua Meir. This was to name him. It was incredible. So at the Bris Milah, if you've been by a Bris Milah, we've all been by a Bris Milah, you pay attention to the Bris Milah. Very interesting. There are two brachos that are said. A bracha of Al HaMilah, and a bracha, Lachniso, the Brisel Shal Avram Avinu. Right? The Mayel makes the bracha Al HaMilah, and then the father says, Lachniso, the Brisel Shal Avram Avinu. Just hit me now, maybe even more, a step further. I got to call the Shvili Pinchas. Just hit me, we'll share. Just hit me now, maybe. Why is it the Moyel makes one and the father makes one? Daddy doesn't talk about it. This is something I want to add. A little Asafa. Why? But that's what the Shvili Pinchas is. Why two brachas? Where else do you have a mitzvah with two brachas? Okay, Neres Chanukah we just had, so two brachas. But that we understood, a brachas mitzvah and a bracha on the Nes. To recognize the Nes, have Shevach for the Nes. Why suddenly by Bris Milah two brachas? Why two brachas? You do a mitzvah, you have birchas mitzvah. One bracha, Al HaMilah. Tomorrow night, you're going to watch your mother lit, like Chanukah lit. Back in Chanukah. Shabbos licht. Ladlik Ner Shal Shabbos. It's not Ladlik Ner Shal Shabbos, and then let's make a bracha of Kedusha Shabbos. I don't know. I mean, what? Suddenly comes Bris Milah, why do we have two brachas? And I want to add, maybe, why is it one's the Moyel and one's the Tate? Pinchas says, "What the first bracha ala milah is the bracha on the milah, which is the bracha as we've explained of the 8-day-old baby of Amunah Pshuta that we're infusing into this child. That's the Muna Pshuto that one every Yid has to have. But then we have Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was the one Yid who had his bris at 99. Avram Avinu was the one Yid who had a Muna through Havana and Asaga. So you have the Muna Pshuto Alamila. But you have a second bracha as well. Lach Nisal Shel Bris Shel Avram Avinu. Once you have the Muna Pshuto, also go do Drish of Hakir and have the Yidia as well. Go have the deeper Muna of Elokei Aviv, that not just Elokei Aviv Armenu, but that Keli Va'anveu Anivahu. Have Elokeinu Ve'Elokei Aviseinu. And maybe that's why I want to suggest now, that's why I made the first of the Moil. The Moil is one doing the Avoid of the Mila itself, which the Mila itself is the Muna Pshuta. But who's going to be the one then that's going to help the child come to the Yediyah and the Chakira and be Mechanech the child to build that Amuna? The Tata. So the Tata has to make Lachnit Lebrit Shavim Vino, maybe. Maybe I have to ask Shvil Pitchus what he thinks. But that's the synthesis of this that we have. So came, we introduced this by discussing the Targum Yonis and Ben Uziel. Targum Yonis and Ben Uziel said that what? Targum Yonis and Ben Uziel says the brach we give at the meal is brach Menashe Ephraim. Why? So Shvil Pitchus wants to suggest, if you look at the bottom of the page of Les Makar, Yosef was told that his father's sick, and he took his two sons, Menashe and Ephraim. And there Rashi says, on the bottom of the page, Ephraim was the one who would always learn by his grandfather. He went back to the Mesorah, Ladar Vidar. So Pinchas wants to explain, Ephraim, therefore, was the one that had a Muna Pshuta. He had the Mesorah from his grandfather. Menashe is Nishani Mibes Avi. Menashe is, I've forgotten my father's house. I don't have a connection to Mesorah. So Menashe is the one who has come to the Amunah through his own Chakiras. Nishani Mibes Avi. I've built it on my own, Menashe is. So Ephraim already was connected to Dor V'Dor, his Amunah Pshuta. Menashe is the one who builds it on his own, Nishani Mibes Avi. Therefore, we need the brachos at a brismila, which the brismila is the foundation of Amuna, the Muna Pshuta of Alamila, and the Muna of Chakira of Lachpinsel, the Bris of Avaminu. So too the brach of Yisimchel, Kim Kefraim, Ganasha, who had that synthesis of Amuna, the Muna Pshuta, and the Muna through Chakiras. That's what each and every one of us needs in our lives. We need to live with the Muna, live with Hashem, and Anivahu every second. I don't remember if we told it over, I'm sure you heard the story. We might have told it over last Thursday night, because we spoke a lot about Lashon Mordechai Rabashkin. But I heard it personally from him, and many of you have heard it already, and maybe I even said it last Thursday night. I heard it personally from him the night he was freed from jail last Wednesday. It was incredible being together with him. Elio was with him as well. I think he came after after he spoke. He said over, and he said over that when he went into jail, when he was going into jail, someone handed him to take with him Chavis Alvavos Shari Bitachon. And he took with him the Chavis Alvavos Shari Bitachon and he learned to Shari Bitachon in jail for all these years, along with many other Svarim that he had there. And he was sitting there at Zois Chanukah, 4:20 in the afternoon, sitting to have a little tuna fish and matzah, his last Suda of Zois Chanukah. And suddenly, out of nowhere, he's told, Karavayan, you're freed. Can't even imagine what it was like. He said, Mamish, the other criminals couldn't believe their eyes. So he told him, okay, pack up your stuff. Pack up all your stuff. It's time to pack up your stuff. He says, no, I'm free. You'll send it to me. He grabs his towel, tefillin, I'm out of here. I'm not staying one extra moment in this place. And he leaves. Later, when he opened the towel, tefillin, he found in the towel, tefillin. I forgot to say, when he took the Chavis Vol Shar Bitachon with him to jail, he said he's going into jail with it, and he's going to leave jail with it. So all that he took with him was the Talis and Tefillin, nothing else. But he opened up his Talis and Tefillin later that night, and he found in the Talis and Tefillin the Sefer Shar Bitachon. And he said he remembered then later, a few days before, to whatever it was, he put it in there. So he walked out of jail with it. But what does it mean? It wasn't a Sefer. He walked out of jail with his Amunah. What kept him strong and bent tired about Yishmael the whole time was because he had the synthesis, he had the Muna Pshuta from his Avos, but also he was sitting and learning and through Drish V'Chakira improving on his Amuna. And that's how he walked out of jail. And that's how he was able to say, and I heard it from him, that he was never in jail. Because they said they put him in jail, but he said, when a Yid is standing doing ich together with the Eibishter, I'm never in jail. And that's how every word out of the mouth is a munah and bitachon, as he was saying nonstop. Because he's living with it, because he has that synthesis. He has that combination. He had the munah pshuta and he was working on it continuously, like we have to. The Eibishter gave me a little bit of a matana. A little bit of a matana. Because always, whenever we work on ourselves, whatever area it is, that's tshuva, right? And we've spoken about this before. Tshuva is not just someone that's doing averas. A tshuva is any growth. Halavai, we should all be about tshuvas. And growing in our emunah is to become about tshuva. So we're saying that the bracha of this whole yisod was learned through Menashe and Ephraim. That's how the Shvil Pinchas came to it. If you take gematria, Menashe and Ephraim together, Menashe and Ephraim together is exactly gematria. Menashe is 395, Ephraim is 331. Together, it's exactly 726, which is exactly gematria, zu tshuva. This is tshuva. When you have the synthesis of the Muna Pshuta and the Muna Shachakira, you'll have tshuva, you'll grow in the highest of ways. Will be zoiche to have Hashem do. You have Hashem by your side every moment. Aniva who to live with the Rebbeinu Shel every moment. Be besimcha with the Rebbeinu Shel every moment until the Rebbeinu Shel brings the Shechina back with us, where we all feel him by our side. With Bias Mashiach, b'mehir v'meinu, b'karav mamish, b'mehir v'meinu.